Hi, this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com, bringing you what's happening in theaters and the first movie you can watch from home. It's Thor: The Dark World on DVD. This time, things are even worse for the human race and the otherworldly, so Thor will have to do whatever it takes to save us all, even if it does mean enlisting the help of his brother and maybe sacrificing himself.
You face an enemy, not only to a few.
You must be truly desperate to come to me for help.
If we do nothing, they will destroy us.
Your bravery will not ease your pain. The world will be extinct.
I'll find a way to save us all.
Now let's face it, there's never a bad time for the entire universe to be saved by Chris Hemsworth and his red cape, his beautiful flowing blonde locks, and of course his absolute and complete perfectness. All that aside for a second, there's also more to the romance, more drama, and way more special effects. If you saw the first Thor, their budget was kind of low because the 3D was kind of goofy, the special effects were iffy, and the intensity lacked, well, intensity. But this time, I guess with more money, you can make a way better movie. In fact, the special effects are so amazing in this, there's one scene where Thor turns around with his shirt off, he looks amazingly unreal, and then I thought, what if the unreal is really real and he really looks that way? Wow. So no doubt the girls will love this movie, and whether they admit it or not, with the action, suspense, and Natalie Portman, the guys will love it too. So their movie night traffic light, Thor: The Dark World on DVD is a green light. Now into another action-packed movie, it's non-stop. Liam Neeson, he's an air marshal and he's on his way to Paris when someone on the plane starts killing people. Before it's too late, the killer has to be exposed and the truth has to be revealed.
Someone on this flight is threatening to kill someone every 20 minutes unless $150 million is transferred to this account number.
We're midway across the Atlantic. How do you kill someone and get away with it?
The FBI, the White House, and Interpol are confirming reports that an international flight has been hijacked by an air marshal.
This is a setup.
No, Liam Neeson is not a superhero, but I tell you, if I ever got kidnapped, hijacked, or held for ransom, or just in a seriously sticky situation, he's the guy I'd want on my side to save me. He can kick some serious booty. And, as it happens, I'm quite familiar with being surrounded by suspicious characters who probably shouldn't be trusted and who would smack you across the face, stab you in the back, shoot you between the eyes, figuratively speaking, of course, since I work in corporate America. But still, I get the dilemma here. And in the movie, all that dilemma happens at 30,000 feet in the air, where any slight misjudgment in the plan, a bit of a misfire or bad aim, and everything could go really bad. So tons of action, suspense, and whodunit, and then when you think you know whodunit, you need to think again. So our movie night traffic light nonstop is a green light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.